Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Am I speaking with Kat?
This is Kat, and you're Dr. Cohen. Dr. Cohen.
I am.
Where are you? Where do you live?
Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Oh, wow. You get some wintry weather, so you know all about that.
We do.
That in the winter where you get the blues and all that. So it's so fitting that you're talking about Blue Monday. I understand you are a psychologist and author. So tell me about the book.
So I wrote the book with a very simple intention, which is to help people understand this very simple idea. Be the sun, not the salt, is based on this heliotropic effect, the tendency for all living systems to move towards energy, which sustains life, which is why when you put a plant in the windowsill, it tilts towards the sun. Can be like salt, which we are, you know, grossed out by and depleted by when we're around people who are negative.
Exactly.
That's the idea of this. And so the idea is a simple one. It's a metaphor, but it's extremely important, which of what I wrote it for myself. I wrote it to remind me simply, oh, yeah, I got to do that. Oh, yeah, I got to do that. So it's a book to be used, not to be read. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. And what is this about Blue Monday? Blue Monday, there is a particular day for Blue Monday, right?
Well, the term was coined in 05. The psychologist described this constellation of effects. You have the real seasonal affective disorder phenomenon of lack of light, which affects many people in the Northern Hemisphere, making them depressed.
Sure.
Combined with, you know, the after the New Year's resolutions that people don't fulfill, plus the sense that they're hunkering in for the long winter. So that's why the term was coined. I'm not a big proponent of giving a lot of life mm-hmm. to Blue Monday. Mm-hmm. I'm more interested in, so what are you going to do about the next Blue Monday in your life or the next time that, you know, circumstances jostle you? How can you bring out your best in yourself and others, period, moment to moment to moment?
And how can we do that? Give us some ideas.
So here's some ideas. There are so many to choose from. It starts with understanding that you have a choice in the moment, in this given moment. How am I going to make the person in front of me feel? What can I do? How can I practice being the sun? I can say good morning. I can say hello. I can smile. I can hold the door. I can do a kind deed. I can let someone in front of me. All of those little tiny gestures, those tiny movements toward being the sun, you're doing it for a reason. You're not doing it unconsciously. You're doing it consciously. If you will, it's not random acts of kindness. Mm-hmm. It's deliberate acts of kindness.
Oh.
And if you lean into that and understand that, you go, damn, how could I be deliberate in the kindness that I express in the next given moment, in the meeting you're in, the conversation you're in, the traffic you're in? It doesn't matter. So it's not a technique thing, but constantly reminding yourself of what you already do. By the way, this isn't about you being somebody else or trying to become someone else. This is you expressing your best self all the time. So in terms of how to do it, every moment you're in front of a person, you say, can I be kind and authentic and uplifting and helpful? Yes, do that. And just as importantly, probably even more importantly, refrain from salting your roots or someone else's roots. Well, how do you do that? Don't say the snarky thing that comes into your head.
Right.
Well, what about when someone cut you off? Well, just don't get over it. Count to 10 and let them get in. What do you want to make a big deal about it? You know, there's a chapter, Lose Your Pet Peeves. Get off your pet peeves. Those are simple techniques. When you find yourself getting irritated or irritable, mm-hmm. what's going on? And then dial it back. One of the best chapters is Do the Next Right Thing. Well, what do you mean? Well, that's for you to decide. But it's not, you know, blow a gasket. If you just blew a gasket, okay, calm down.
Right?
Then do the next right thing.
I love this. I love this.
I love that you love it.
Yes. I mean, I'm all about this. I really feel like that we're here to make other people feel better, and that makes us feel better. And the benefits of being the sun, obviously, is you're going to feel better about yourself, right? So that's going to lift up your spirits. What else?
Yep. Well, what it does is not just makes you feel better. This stuff is contagious. This stuff around when you do any kind deed for someone, you feel better. Just the way you said that. They feel better for sure. You can actually measure it in their blood. But a third person just watching that kind exchange, they feel better watching it. It's contagious in that way. So culturally, it affects your company, your organization, your family. And the opposite is also true. When people are salty, it's just as contagious. When you see a nasty thing done between two people, you're affected adversely.
Right.
So it is contagious positively, and it's contagious negatively. So leaning into this makes a huge difference in the people you interact with. And here's the good news. You already do this. We already do this. So it's not like you don't know how to do it. I want you to do it more.
Oh, my gosh. Just be conscious of it, right?
That's it. That's it. Now, that sentence that you just said, I say it a lot, too. Just be conscious. I use that term. Just. Well, it's not. Being conscious is hard. We get unconscious a lot. You pick up you'll start reading stuff in social media. You'll read the paper. You'll start watching something. You'll find yourself unconsciously doing or reading or saying something. Why did I just read that? Why did I just do that? Because for a moment you lost consciousness. You weren't unconscious like falling down, but you said, you know what? I didn't even need to read that article.
Right.
Don't next time.
I think that's amazing. I mean, you're doing so many things. You do what you do professionally. You're a coach, a husband, a father. You have your restaurateur, your social entrepreneur, speaker, and friend. You're a lot, you know, and I like that.
Yeah. I'm also just a human being.
Right.
How's that? I'm a human being like everyone else who's trying as hard as I can to uplift myself and others, but I do it deliberately. So all those roles that I play, I try and play them well. I try and be a good friend and a good, you know, a good boss and a good, you know, husband and father. But I'm never done, you know. We're never done. And the only judge of whether I'm a good father are my kids. You know?
Right.
Ask my wife if I'm a good husband.
Right. But the thing is, you know, you are doing all the work. You're doing all the good stuff, which I could tell it has that effect on you. You're very positive. You're very happy. I mean, that's amazing work to do. That is amazing.
Yeah.
And your restaurant is called The Black Pearl. Oh, my gosh.
Well, yeah. So if you're ever in Ann Arbor, please stop by. But what we try and do there is have the staff really practice this stuff. It's been 10 years I've been working on this, well, my whole life. But what's so lovely to me is when I walk in the Pearl and I can feel in my gut that people get this. I get greeted with a smile or hello or the vibes of helpfulness between the staff. That's what I love. When I see people helping each other and nobody's telling them to do it, they're just doing it, you know, that's contagious too. It warms my heart when I see people practicing this stuff. Again, it's not about knowing it. This is all obvious. It's known stuff. But what's not obvious is that practicing this deliberately and creating a culture where this is the norm, that's the hard stuff. I want that to be the norm in my family, in my business. And I want it to be the norm in society.
Me too.
We got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, because
we got a lot of work to do.
If we were all doing this, a lot of the problems, most all the problems that we see in the media and this and that, it would go away.
There's no question about it. So where we start is ourselves.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of people, they go, I want your book. I want to give it to somebody who really needs it. You know what they're really saying is they need to be less salty.
Yes.
Yes. Work on yourself. Okay, you can give them the book, but please, you know, more importantly is you uplift them by the way you behave. You know, a lot of people want to give the book to somebody. Well, that's lovely. Practice the stuff in the book. And I'm talking to myself, too.
Yes. Yes, constantly. We got to do that. And this is Be the Sun, Not the Salt. Dr. Cohen, where can we find out more about the book? Where can we get it? Where can we follow you and all that good stuff?
Well, you don't have to follow me, but BeTheSunNotTheSalt.com. That's all you need to know. Just the title, that's it. BeTheSunNotTheSalt.com. It'll send you, there's lots of information. It'll send you to Amazon to buy a book. But truth be told, practicing being the sun, not the salt, is more important than reading the book. But the book is a helpful nudge.
Well, you're wonderful. How's that?
back at you. Thank you for that.
And thank you for that. And thank you for the book. And I hope that you continue to have a great day. Keep smiling, okay?
Come and visit me in the Pearl.
I will. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye now.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.